Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today I'd like to talk about some of the B vitamins. How about thiamine? This was the first B vitamin discovered. When it was found, the disease beriberi was cured by rice polishings, as it was called. That is, it was largely a man-made disease, this beriberi. As the Asian countries were subsisting on rice for millennia, then at some point when they polished it, that is, took out what happened to be the vitamin-rich rice bran, well, then people started getting this disease. So, of course, the most logical thing would be to eat the unpolished or brown rice. Or, with our growing technology, we could and did isolate the exact molecule that really cured beriberi. And this is thiamine. That way, we could still eat refined white rice or white flour, and add back in the thiamine when we enrich the flour in rice. Well, of course, that might not be the best plan in the world, as there's other nutrients in these grains that get milled out that would lose when we refine them. And also, we'd see what other foods contain thiamine that could be useful to make up possible shortages. Pork, it turns out, of all meats, contains high amounts of thiamine. So the more well-to-do families in Asia would have suffered less beriberi just from a greater variety of foods eaten, even before the white rice connection was uncovered. So there's a probability there's still more nutrients we still haven't identified in whole foods that maybe we can't always put back in as fiber. Which is also refined out of white rice is also linked to a lot of therapeutic or preventative uses. Another issue that may be at play is not only the synthesized vitamin not being as complete as the original, but it might be even creating a toxicity. In thiamine's case, and other B vitamins, the source of this sprayed-on vitamin is yeast. There may be a number of people whose bodies are bothered by this, as yeast can be a source of allergy or intolerance for people. In fact, we can see many times that people feel better when they eliminate these synthetic vitamins from their diets and supplements. Lest I forget, dried beans are also an excellent source of thiamine. Riboflavin, or vitamin B2, is the bright orange pigment that gives the color to the urine when one takes high doses of B vitamins. This is not much found in grains, even though it's also put into flour and rice to fortify it after milling. Dairy products, leafy greens, liver, mushrooms, and almonds are good sources of this vitamin. Niacin, or B3, is the B vitamin that has been most used clinically in high doses, mainly to reduce cholesterol. Even though the recommended amount of niacin in diet is less than 20 milligrams, doses of several hundred milligrams are used for this cholesterol-lowering effect. Here we have a vitamin used somewhat as a drug, where we can see side effects of a heat flush-like sensation. Niacin has even been used in these high doses for schizophrenia. And the niacinamide version has a calming effect and can be used for anxiety and insomnia. The foods containing niacin include meats, liver, tuna, chicken, salmon, and peanuts. Luckily today, outright dangerous deficiencies of B vitamins like beriberi aren't seen that often. And sometimes now we see problems from the synthetic versions of these. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.